Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty is a Democrat of Connecticut's 5th District in office since 2013. Elizabeth Esty, you know how I love having you on the show. You're a straight shooter, a straight talker, and your interests are so parallel to my own, and I thank you so much for being with us.
And we did not coordinate on this ahead of time.
No, indeed. No, indeed.
No collusion.
That's right. Let's talk a little bit about the Problem Solvers Caucus. What's that?
Well, the Problem Solvers Caucus is a group of, at this point, I think we're 43 strong in the House, Democrats and Republicans, pretty equally divided, much like the country, you could say, of folks, most of us in districts like mine. They're districts where, as I like to say, and I've told you this before, in the 5th District of Connecticut, the preferred party is the neither of your party's party. 43% of the voters in my district in Central and Northwest Connecticut are not registered in either party. 43%. So that's more than there are registered Democrats, more than there are registered Republicans, because people have gotten so frustrated in feeling like the parties have become about partisanship and not about the country.
So let me ask you a political science-y wonky question. In Massachusetts, my state, you can take a ballot. If you register as an independent or as a non-enrolled, you can you can take a ballot in either primary. In New York State, of course, the powers that be will never permit that to happen, and you have to be a Democrat or Republican. How about Connecticut?
Connecticut is like New York. Connecticut's what we call a closed primary state. So you must be registered in the party in which you are voting for that primary. So that tells you a lot. That was a great and astute comment by you, Alan, because what it means for the high education, high knowledge voters in my district have picked to give up their right to choose the candidates. That is a really damning commentary on how people feel about both parties at this point, that folks are giving up their right to choose who the candidates are. And I have to think about that every day. I think about that every day with my district, is that, you know, the folks who voted for me don't, a lot of them are really frustrated with both parties. And that's part of the reason that this year I took a look at the Problem Solvers Caucus and decided to get involved, because I just see such frustration. I saw the vote for Donald Trump, at least in the 5th District of Connecticut. I saw that as a vote for change and frustration, a cry for Washington to figure out how to work together.
So Elizabeth Esty,
in some way, so that's what we're trying to do, and we actually are getting some stuff done, which is exciting.
So in order to get into that caucus, do you have to be elected or can you just join?
Well, you have to commit to working together, and you have to actually join pretty much by pairs.
And
it's actually, I've done this on pieces of legislation that I want to make sure are bipartisan. So I want to make sure for every Democrat who signs on, a Republican signs on too, or vice versa. So we've structured this in such a way that we want to keep it, about the same numbers on both sides. So that means sometimes, you know, there are more Democrats who want to get on, sometimes more Republicans. So it's taken a while to grow those numbers. But part of what we're trying to do is to reflect the just get stuff done contingent of the American people. And I find that's most people right now, divided as they may be on, for example, social issues. Everybody agrees Congress needs to function better. And people particularly feel that right now when they see, frankly, a whole lot of chaos in the White House and the administration and want more predictability. And Congress is supposed to be a co-equal branch of government. And if Congress doesn't function, then that's just putting more and more power in the White House. And a lot of people are concerned about that right now.
So let me ask you
a both parties and when people in neither party are concerned about that.
So let me ask you a political question. This business of pairing. First of all, could you describe very briefly for people out there what a pair is in politics?
Oh, a pair. You mean having a Democrat and a Republican?
Yes.
Who agree to hold hands on something. I have found I've been successful in getting a lot of legislation signed because I find I've referred to it as a bipartisan buddy. So when I'm looking to try to get a bill passed, I try to find a Republican to be my original co-sponsor.
But it's also, but Elizabeth S.C., it's also, and correct me if I'm wrong, I know you know all this stuff, if I can't make a vote, I can find somebody on the other side who also can't make a vote, and this is known as a pair.
Well, I have never engaged in that. So I miss almost no votes. I missed 2 votes this year for my son's graduation from college. Those are the only 2 votes I've missed this
year.
That's
great. Okay.
So I am very, very disciplined and focused on trying not to miss any votes. I think the last Congress, I missed votes when I was at the White House and was in meetings with the Vice President or the President. And other than that, I move heaven and earth to try to make votes. That's what I'm sent there to do, among other things.
Okay, very quickly, I want to move. We only have about 3 minutes here. I want to make sure I get this in. You said that the Problem Solvers Caucus had gotten some things done. Like what?
Well, we were successful in getting a focus on the extension of the budget. You know, there was a budget resolution, and we came out early and forcefully saying Democrats and Republicans want to have no policy, what are called policy riders as part of the budget, just do a straight-up clean budget extension. And that gave power, frankly, to both Speaker Paul Ryan and to Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi to push for that, to say we need a straight-up-and-down vote. We've been focused on the debt ceiling, which is coming up in September. And originally, we weren't going to do anything on health care. But then as it became clear that things were falling apart in the Senate, a working group started to get together to kick around ideas for the individual market, which really is having challenges. Everybody realizes needs some work and came forward with some proposals just a week ago on that. And maybe we can talk a little bit more about that in the next segment.
I think that's a very good idea. And we will do that. I love you for forward advancing that idea. Okay. So let me ask you something that'll take exactly 2 minutes. And that
All
is,
right.
I know you've been very interested in rail safety. We've been talking about that over the years. What's the deal? Are we making any progress so that people won't die from some of these accidents?
Well, we are making some progress in that positive train control is on track, as it were, to be installed and completed on both passenger rail and on freight rail in the next year and a half. But, you know, there's more work to be done. And that's a particularly big issue in the Northeast Corridor. One of the things I'm pleased about is that we've been successful so far in the bills, in the appropriations bills, so the budget bills coming out, is to give Amtrak a lot more funding than the president was proposing, and keeping more of that money in the Northeast, in the Northeast Corridor. So that's really, you know, our listening area is making sure the most heavily traveled passenger rail in the country is not just cross-subsidizing every place else, because we've got some of the oldest rails, and we need to upgrade them to keep them safe. There was a recent report that came out on what may have caused that third rail accident last year, and we may be having to look at some changes in design of track to help keep folks safe.
Congresswoman Elizabeth Estey is a Democrat of Connecticut's 5th District, in office since 2013. We always love it when you make time for us, Elizabeth, and thank you so much for doing it.
I always love being with you. You know that.